Downtown Baraboo on Saturday morning. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, though. I think we can handle it. I think we're ready. We've been preparing for this event for a really long time, so it should be good. Now, once we get done with the Big Top Parade, right, and, you know, you've had your fill of circus wagons and animals, all of the floats, all of the amazing bands that you're going to hear, I know that there's some other things happening around Baraboo. A lot of live music for the afternoon, right?
There certainly are, yeah. Of course, we encourage folks after the parade to check out the Big Top show at Circus World. We encourage everyone to blast off. There's going to be two shows in the afternoon. Obviously, the Circus World schedule gets adjusted by the parade being during one of their normal performance times, so there's going to be two shows Saturday afternoon. But after all the circus fun, you're right, we've got some more live music to tell you about. Mark Lemire is going to perform at Balanced Rock Winery from 1 until 4, and you can kind of make an afternoon of it, because then up at Broken Bottle, Pete Henry is going to be performing. That's from 1:30 until 4:30. And hold on, there's more. Both those wineries are essentially having a doubleheader. So we talked how Mark Lemire is at Balanced Rock early in the afternoon. The Blacker Brothers Band is going to follow him. That's going to be from 5 until 7:30. And then at Broken Bottle, the back end of their doubleheader, we're going to have Travis John of Soul Whiskey. He's going to perform from 5:30 until 8:30.
All right, and if that's not enough for you, then on Sunday we still have some more music that you can take in and enjoy a little wine along the way as well. So tell us about that.
We certainly do. We have Todd Madlin performing at Broken Bottle Sunday afternoon. That's 1:30 to 4:30. And then at Balanced Rock, we're going to have Justin Rautebush performing from 2 until 4:30.
All right. Now, again, busy, busy weekend in downtown Baraboo. Is there anything else that we need to know going into this Big Top Parade weekend from a chamber standpoint, from parade committee standpoint, anything else that we should know before we make our way into downtown Baraboo on Saturday?
No, we always encourage people to check out. You mentioned the city having a map posted. We have a map posted at BigTopParade.com. That includes not only the parade route, but the handicap parking areas,
awesome,
where the portable toilets are going to be, a lot of info with some info on the time frames of when streets will be closed, that sort of thing. So
cool.
We want to let people know all that info so it can be a smooth Saturday.
See, I knew you would have more information. I knew you were the guy to come to for that. So that's why I brought it up, because I'm like, Ben will be able to point us in the right direction instead of me babbling about it.
BigTopParade.com, everyone.
Yeah, definitely go check out the website, and it'll give you all the information you need about the entire weekend. Super convenient. It's like one-stop shopping. We love that. Speaking of one-stop shopping, now, if people want more information about any of the events that we just talked about, if they want to check out the schedule to see what's coming up over the next couple of weeks, do a little planning for a weekend in Baraboo, what's the best place to go for all of that?
Baraboo.com.
All right, so definitely go check that out. Again, that's going to be the best place to start, at least to get your information for the Big Top Parade this Saturday. Links and everything over there, so you'll be able to navigate from there. Ben, thank you so much. I'm sure we'll run into you at some point Saturday in downtown Baraboo, and we are definitely looking forward to
a great time. We appreciate all you've done all week with the circus broadcasts in the mornings, and then presenting the parade as well. It's a great partnership.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're always, I mean, it's like one of the easiest things that we do. It's a lot of work, but one of the easiest things, because it is so much fun and we have a great time. And again, circus broadcast, if you can't make it to downtown Baraboo sometime for some reason on Saturday, we're going to be streaming the parade over on our Facebook page, over on our YouTube page. If you're a Spectrum user, that is cable channel 10. If you are an over the antenna user, that is going to be TV 43. So if you can't be down there to join us, Ben, you still have plenty of opportunities to take in the parade or even watch it when you get home a little bit later. I mean, Scott O'Donnell and Dave Salutis are a wealth of knowledge. I mean, you have no idea. And so they are amazing. And so as you're watching the parade broadcast, if you had a favorite wagon or something that was a favorite in the parade, they're going to be able to tell you all about it. I've said it all over again. Except yeah. I'm just there to keep time. That's all I'm there for. They are the true wealth of knowledge. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk to you next week, okay?
Thank you.
Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. For all information about things happening this weekend in Baraboo, and maybe even to do a little event planning and see what's coming up in the next few weeks, because it's going to be a busy time in Baraboo from this point on, all you have to do is check out baraboo.com. Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hosting a graduation bash? Let Pizza Ranch in Baraboo handle the catering. Call 608-448-2215 to book your delicious spread. Plus, don't worry about our ongoing construction. Our buffets are still running from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Come and enjoy the all-day buffet while we work on the new fun zone at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden addressing the crowd at Normandy Beach, reminding those who took part in the D-Day invasion 80 years ago, there's still evil in the world.
The struggle between a dictatorship and freedom is unending. Here in Europe, we see one stark example. Ukraine has been invaded by a tyrant bent on domination.
The 11 American and one British World War II vets at the ceremony, all receiving French Legion of Honor awards from President Emmanuel Macron. Palestinian health officials say an Israeli strike on a school that had been serving as a shelter for displaced families in Gaza has left at least 33 people dead, including 23 women and children. The Israeli military says the school was being used as a Hamas compound. A two-year-old boy was killed and his mother injured when a tree struck their home in suburban Detroit. It happened during a tornado, another twister also touching down in Montgomery County, Maryland. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The manager of the Portage Municipal Airport is stepping down. Paul Phelps, owner of Sunsport Aviation, has resigned as the airport's manager and fixed base operator after 7 months in that position. Phelps was hired in November, and on Monday was his and his aviation company's last official day. This as the Portage Municipal Airport was getting back on track after the threat of shutting down last summer. The main hangar is closed, the terminal building is locked, and a former airport commission member accused of bullying and threatening to burn down a hangar is seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent the city from evicting him from one of his hangars. Pilots are still able to gain access to a small flight planning room on the backside of the building, though a new search for another airport manager is probably in the near future. That may not happen for a number of months. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high, so it will be cooler as well. Wind will be northwest, gusting to around 30 or 35 today. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 71. Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
99.7 Max FM. It's 8:08 right now, warming up nicely this morning. A beautiful start to the day. And of course, you know, Sean's still telling us we're going to see some clouds and some sprinkles. I'll take the sunshine as long as I got it on a beautiful start to a Friday Eve. It's John Mellencamp now. This is Hurt So Good on 99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 11 minutes after 8 now, Finn. And I do want to thank everybody who texted in this morning to qualify for our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Of course, until the 14th of this month, we're giving away a lot of really cool stuff just by texting in, listening to the station, and using an app. I mean, that's essentially what it is, right? So thank you to everybody who qualified this morning. And remember, coming up at 9 o'clock before our next Circus Week live show from the theater at Circus World, we're going to give you another word of the hour for you to text in. So make sure you're listening for that, because, well, we'd love to see lots of qualifiers from right around here in the Baraboo area. Portage, Wisconsin Dells, Sauk Prairie, Reedsburg. I mean, we've got it all. We've got it all covered. But again, at 9 o'clock, you're going to have another word of the hour. Speaking of Circus Week Live, don't forget, there's another edition of that today. That starts at 9 o'clock, and I mentioned it. It's live from the theater over at Circus World. If you'd love to be in the audience, they'd love to have you. Today they're going to be talking about circus ministry, which is very, very cool. So make sure you check that out right here on Max FM, or you can also watch it over on our Facebook page. There's some live video that accompanies it. And if you haven't had a chance to check out any of those shows this week, or there's one that you really just want to hear back because you thought it was interesting, or maybe you knew one of the guests, then you can definitely go watch those back and see what the show was all about. That's the beauty of putting it over on Facebook.
Always some great stories. Always.
There's such amazing, awesome people with some really great stuff to say. And, you know, these Circus Week live shows, they're always one of my favorite parts about Circus Week in general, simply because you do learn a whole lot of history, and you also get a chance to get a glimpse of what some of these future stars of the circus are doing and what they're working on. And it's all very, very cool. So definitely check those out. And then remember, Ben Bromley brought it up just a few minutes ago, but we'll remind you again, Concerts on the Square kicks off for the season tonight, and also really just kind of helps kick off our Circus Week festivities with Professor Stitch's original circus band. They start performing at around 7 p.m. in downtown Baraboo on the courthouse lawn. Grab a lawn chair, grab a blanket. It's been a little damp, so probably some bug spray as well, and be ready for a great time tonight in downtown Baraboo. Then, of course, concerts follow every Thursday night here and throughout the rest of the summer. So lots of fun opportunities to get ready for the circus. Big Top shows on Saturday after the parade. And you heard Ben, there's going to be a little bit of adjustment period because of the parade, but bigtopparade.com is where you can go for all of the best and biggest circus information, parking, bathrooms, all of that, as we all descend into downtown Baraboo on Saturday morning. It's going to be a good time.
Busy,
we cannot
busy.
Wait. It is going to be a great time, and we love this week. And I said it earlier with Ben, if you caught that, it's a really busy week for us. There's always a lot to do, but it is absolutely one of our favorite parts. And I mean, how many places get a circus parade? Not many. Are we the only one? We might be the only one in the country. I'm going to go with that. I'm pretty sure that's true, but somebody from the circus parade committee or with more knowledge than me would have to answer that question. Maybe that'll be a question that I ask Dave and Scott Saturday during our broadcast.
There you go.
Are we the only circus parade in the country as of right now? I bet you they'll be able to answer it.
I'm sure they will.
Wealth of knowledge is what those two are. Now, I do want to change gears here for just a moment and talk about something that isn't nearly as exciting to me as circus, but AI. You know, we're at a point in life where, you know, you got a dentist and he keeps telling you to floss those teeth, take care of them. What if, though, you could get that advice from your future self as well? A team at MIT came up with a new AI chatbot, and it's called Future You. It lets you actually ask an older and wiser version of yourself for advice. It learns about you by asking a series of questions about your life, your friends, your family, past experiences that have shaped who you are, and what your hopes are for the future. They also age your profile picture, so it looks like you're talking to an older version of you, because that's just what
wonderful.
I want to do. Exactly, is see what I'm going to look like when I'm 70 years old. The one that they used with students who tried this all out, they were around 60 years old. Then it gives you advice by drawing from plausible synthetic memories. whatever that happens to mean. I feel like that's science speak. So here is an example that they gave. A college student who's planning to be a teacher asked this new AI chatbot think back on the most rewarding moment in her career. Her future self said that she's retired now, but it was when she helped a kid turn their grades around. The quote was, "It was so gratifying to see the student's face light up with pride and accomplishment." This kind of seems generic to me, but that's just me, right? One of the researchers who built it says that he's talked to his future self a lot. Okay. And the most profound advice that he's gotten was to spend more time with his parents because they won't be around forever. Is this like really breaking barriers though? I mean, this is pretty generic stuff, like we should all know, right? Or that kind of seems like canned answers to me just a little bit, but again, he said he still thinks about that, and that's the point. The goal, he says, is to promote long-term thinking and behavior change to really motivate all of us to make wiser choices in the present so we can optimize our future. Now, it's not clear when we, as the general public, are going to be able to try this out, but these researchers had over 340 volunteers test out this new chatbot, and it left people feeling less anxious and more focused about what they want their future to look like. Isn't this like opening up a fortune cookie kind of though? I mean, essentially, isn't that, I mean, you could get the same advice from a fortune cookie.
I guess. I don't know. It seems like we're using AI for everything now. AI is our career counselor, our psychiatrist, right. Our, you know, a physician. Didn't we have a story just recently about AI plotting out our food for us and telling us what we should? And here's the thing that AI can't do for us. Willpower. That's
right.
The only
exactly.
That's
the, exactly.
You know, it's great because I talked to a few people and they were saying, well, you know, if AI can help me, you know, with my diet and blah, 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 and that's great. But you have to have the willpower to then do
to
those
do
things that are being
suggested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like, okay, if AI tells me, okay, let's slow down on the gin and tonics, maybe not have another one. I have to have the willpower to not do that.
Exactly. It's not going to force us. And if it starts to force us, then we've hit a time when robots really, truly are taking over the world. Uh-huh. But, you know, I look at the examples that they gave in this particular story about the teacher who, the future teacher who, you know, helped a student turn around grades. Wouldn't any teacher who helps a student turn around grades be, look at that student and be very prideful and the student
you
feel like
think.
They've accomplished
yeah.
something. I mean, we all know that our parents are getting older and they're not going to be around forever. Do we always want to accept that fact and face it? No, absolutely not. But these aren't like astounding, like, oh, look at what is going to happen to you in the future. I feel like these are generic statements, which, I mean, okay, if that makes you feel less anxious about life, sure, all right. I mean, we could all use a little less anxiousness in the world, but I don't feel like it's doing anything so profound that it's actually going to tell you how mm-hmm. life ends up. I mean, it's just, it's general statements that help calm the nerves at that moment in time.
There's a lot of it that you would think would just be common sense. Okay,
right?
Well, this, but you know, honestly, some people, they just don't have the wherewithal to plot it out.
This is true. I mean, and some people don't want, really need that reassurance. Like, you know, and with the student who's going to be a teacher, maybe this person's been on the fence about, am I going into the right thing? Is this really what I want to do? I mean, we've seen the education system in a lot of places deteriorate pretty rapidly. And so maybe you're questioning those choices. And maybe it was just one of those things that you needed to hear to be like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I have no idea.
We should throw that question out to the teachers, to all the teachers that we have
true.
In the area. See if they feel the same way, you know?
Text us if you've got some input on this. 355-9970. All I'm saying is, okay, AI for some stuff is awesome. I just don't feel like this is so profound that we should be leaning on it to make like these major life choices. I mean, all it's doing is taking information that's already happened to us and inputting it to maybe give us a recommendation or some, you know, uplifting words to make us feel better at that moment in time while still making us feel old and look old with a photo.
Well, like, not to simplify it, but it to me, it seems like, okay, so AI right now is the brand new shiny toy, okay?
Yes.
Do you remember when we first got the internet, when we first went onto the interwebs and how amazing that was? I mean, in a way, it was a game changer, but again, for the good and the bad.
Right. So, right. And yeah, if you look at the circumstances in the world, I feel like we're starting to see more of the bad that the internet has brought. Now, it's opened up a whole world of knowledge and research and all of that, as long as it's a reputable source. So I understand that as well. And I use the interwebs for basically everything. Mm-hmm. But yes, I don't know. I just feel like AI is one of those scary unknown territories. And it really does. It's one of those things that freaks me out just a little bit. Now, not to mention the fact that these researchers at MIT built this on top of ChatGPT. So you could essentially come up with something very close by telling ChatGPT about yourself, then asking it to pretend to be an older version of you from the future. So I don't know if you really need a specific AI to make this happen, but you know, whatever. We're putting our resources to good work here in this country.
Well, is your future self a lot like your current day self, or is your future self so radically different,
right,
that it does? I mean, don't you feel like we have the sage wisdom right now at our current age? Really? Now, 20, 30 years from now, I'm sure we'll be wiser, hopefully.
Right, hopefully.
But how radically different are we going to be?
I don't know. That's the other thing that I think of. If you're going with somebody who's really young, say in college, right?
Yeah.
And you're only giving them information, this AI, based on information that's happened to you up till this point, think of how much different your life is going to be in another 10 years. You're going to have a full-time job. You're going to be done with the college route. You know, there's a chance that you may have a significant other. You may have children involved. Maybe you've already lost parents. I mean, there's going to be so much that's going to be different. I don't know how anybody could really put a whole lot of faith into this other than this is like a AI-based cheerleader to make me feel better.
Sure.
I mean, that's what it feels like to me, which is why, I mean, I don't know. At least it's less damaging than other AI that we've seen. I mean, we've seen some AI that gets a little intrusive, and we've seen AI that, frankly, just scares the bejeebies out of me when I start thinking about what its capabilities might be someday. This one at least seems a little safer in that respect. Like, it's just trying to pump me up to make me, you know, maybe get out of bed in the morning or something
right.
like that. Who knows?
Your cheerleader.
That's right. I mean, if I had
you
an
can
AI.
Do it.
Exactly. I was just going to say, if I had AI that came into my room every morning when my alarm went off and was like, you could do it. You could get out of bed. Come on. It's just another day. See, now that would be a good use of AI. I needed it this morning. I was like, just 5 more minutes.
My mind was still blown when Alexa told me, aw, you made my day. Still trying to get over that one.
Is
a little weird.
Chris still okay with it, or is she gotten rid of Alexa at this point? Because Alexa feels like she's being a little territorial at this point, honestly.
You know, I mean, she knows about it because I told her about it. So it's not like I'm cheating on her. So she knows about it.
Does Alexa know that there's not, you're not cheating on her? Huh?
Right. That's
just
true.
Just asking. Taking a look at the forecast right now. A beautiful start to the day. Lots of sunshine right now. We could see some clouds roll in a little bit later on, though. A sprinkle or two is possible. Otherwise, clouds stick around for much of this afternoon. Wind becoming windy as well. It is going to be a little cooler today with a high only around 67. Clear down to 53 tonight, then lots of sun, 71 tomorrow. Right now, it's 64. The morning show on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
See and hear majestic cranes as the sun sets while enjoying local fare, wine, beer, and non-alcoholic beverages at the annual Evening with the Cranes at the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. The event will be held on Saturday, June 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. Stroll the grounds and learn the foundation's conservation story from local and regional staff. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at savingcranes.org.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
99.7 Mix FM. It's 8:27 right now, and apparently Finn is not alone with his conversations with Alexa. Just got a text in here this morning, and apparently this gentleman's wife thinks that he's talking to Alexa way more than her. Could be happening. We're not going to judge, though. It's Janet Jackson now from 1989, produced by none other than Jimmy Jam, celebrating his 65th birthday today. Miss you much. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you are having a great Friday Eve. We're just one day away from another weekend. Really, the countdown is on at this point. Now, I was doing a little reading, and I thought this was interesting. It turns out that of all of the generations, boomers are the most riled up about tipping. In fact, 72% of old folks have at least one negative view about it. But here's the interesting part. They're still tipping better than the cheap younger generations. Maybe they have more disposable income. And honestly, I hate to break it to anybody who's shaking their fists at the sky right now. There's very little chance that the tipping chaos is going to go away. If anything, it's probably going to pop up even in even more places. Just saying. Tip your servers well. They take care of you for the most part. Now, coming up at 9 o'clock, we are going to have another chance for you to qualify in our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Be listening for your word of the hour. Use your Civic Media app to text us so you can qualify for hourly, daily, and grand prizes. And we're going to give you that word right before we start another edition of Circus Week Live over at Circus World Live from the theater. Today, they're going to be talking a little bit about the circus ministry and some of the chaplains. It's going to be a really great conversation. You can listen to it right here on Max FM, or you can watch it live over on our Facebook page. We've got a detailed look at your forecast coming up, plus a look at local sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. State softball gets started today at Goodman Diamond in Madison. Kenosha Bradford and Cedarburg opened up play in the quarterfinals for Division I. Sun Prairie East and Watertown followed after that. Then Kakana and Hamilton and Milton and New Richmond will all be playing today. It's quarterfinal action for Division I. There's also semifinals for Division IV as Fall Creek and Coleman will meet Cuba City and Urbandale. And then it's the first game of Division V tournament with Thorpe going against Oakfield. Then tomorrow, action continues with the semifinals for Divisions 2, 3, and the other Division 5 semifinal game. All five of those championship games will be held on Saturday, and Goodman Diamond will be the site for it. Girls soccer tournament gets going again today. The Sauk Prairie Eagles, the 4 seed, are going to be at Oregon. Winner of that matchup between the 1 and 4 seed will take on the winner between Elkhorn and Westosia Central. Those two teams meeting today at 6:30, that sectional championship game will be held on Saturday. In Division 3 for Sectional 3, it's McFarland and Evansville. And then on the other side of that, Edgewood going against Belleville New Glarus. Division 1, Kettle Moran and Middleton will meet, with the winner taking on the winner between Madison West and Wanakee. You know, the semifinals will be today. Sectional championship games held on Saturday. And then after the action a couple of days ago, the baseball tournament field is set. You can look at the state bracket by going to WIAWI.org and find all the details for all of the tournaments still going on. The Phillies complete the sweep of the Brewers, this time a 2-0 win yesterday. Aaron Nola tossed 7 shutout innings, and another homer from Nick Castellanos was enough to get the win over the Crew. Just 3 hits mustered by the Brewers. The team will get the day off today. They'll remain on the road for 3 more this weekend as they're in Detroit to face the Tigers. Tigers 31-31 for the season, Crew 36-26 for the year. Game 1 of the NBA Finals will take place tonight. Mavericks and the Celtics will open up their 7-game series to decide the NBA champion. 7:30 is going to be the tip-off on ABC. Of course, this one in Boston, the top seed. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
We may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high, so it will be cooler as well. Wind will be northwest, gusting to around 30 or 35 today. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 71. Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Temperature now 65.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 8:37 right now. We hope that you are having a great morning. Thank you so much for spending it with us. We always appreciate it, whether you're at home today, whether you're at work already, whether you're in the car. Maybe you're working at home, or maybe you're even listening online. We're always glad that you're here. It's Survivor Now. This is High on You on 99.7 Max FM.
There you stood, battle teacher, to look so good and feel so right. Let me tell you about the girl I met last night. It's understood.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:41 right now. And Finn, we are getting ready for another edition of Circus Week Live. That's going to get underway here in about 18 minutes or so. We're also going to be giving you another Scani Summer Word of the Hour for our statewide Text to Win contest. That's coming up at 9 o'clock as well. So get ready with your Civic Media app to text in and qualify for hourly, daily, or grand prizes today. And if you don't get in on this one either, you're going to have more chances throughout the day. In fact, you'll have 5 more chances throughout the afternoon and the evening to qualify. Mm-hmm. Taking qualifiers every weekday through June 14th. So plenty of opportunities to get in on some really great prizes. You know, good way to celebrate your summer months, right? Because yeah. I know Baraboo School District, they're officially done today. Now, I know some of the other school districts in the area have already been done for the, you know, maybe the last couple of days. Some of them got done last week, but I know Baraboo officially ends their school year today. So that's Woo! Exciting stuff. I know. I was going through my Facebook feed this morning and I was like, look at all the happy little faces that don't have to go to school for a couple of months. They are more than excited to be done with another school year.
Well, you know, hit the rewind button and go back right? in time. You remember that last day of school and how so anxious good. You were?
It was so good. You know what I always think is crazy about going through my Facebook feed, though, is I have so many friends who will show photos of their kids on the first day of school and then their kids on the current last day of school. And the amount of growth that has happened or changes that have happened to some of those kids, uh-huh. it is absolute insanity. So you might not notice it as a mom and dad seeing it every day, but then you look at those photos or, you know, your friends see them who don't see the kids as often. They're like, whoa, what happened there? Right. That's pretty much what people keep saying about my Max when they look at his hair right now. So that's neat. It's like its own entity. I swear his hair is like its own thing right now. By the way, he will be seeing our stylist today and he will be getting it trimmed up a little bit, maybe a little bit of layering happening and all of that kind of stuff.
Is he cleaning up for the weekend for the big circus parade and everything?
See, here's the thing. He's never had his hair this long when it's been warm, and now it's starting to grow out enough that it's really kind of in his face and it's bothering him a whole lot. Uh-huh. And so I don't think he wants to admit those things out loud, because then it would be a whole mom's like, I never say I told you so. It's the look, though, that I give them. He just doesn't want it. He doesn't want to see it. He doesn't want to hear about it. So
I know all about this. Yep.
It's easier just to say that I would like it cleaned up a little bit than admit that maybe, just maybe,
you
mom
could be right.
had a clue. Uh-huh. We don't even want to say right. I won't even go that far. Mom had a clue. That's all we're going to say. Because my boys would never admit that I was right for anything in the world. You could say to them, I'll give you $2 million to say your mom was right. And I'm pretty sure my kids would be like, I don't know about that.
All the parents right now out there listening, they're all shaking their heads in confirmation with what it is you're saying. Uh-huh. Especially if you have teenagers.
Right? Ugh. Right? You know, and Max is like, obviously, he's done with teenagerdom, which I know is not a word. I just made it up as I was sitting here. He is 20 and he'll be 21 in January. And there are certain things that he will say now that I was correct about. Again, he doesn't say that that I was right. He'll be like, I never realized how hard it was, or I never realized how much it sucked too. Never mm-hmm. that I was right, just that he has at least come around. These are the things in life that keep me going, though. Just the fact that I know exactly. I know that he knows, and that's all I need. That's all I need as a parent. I'm good. I can move on with life. Oh, we got some conversation coming in. Greg texted in again this morning from down in the Waukesha area. He says he hates when his hair gets in his face. So there is that part. You know, and Greg happens to be a blind gentleman, so he's making jokes at his expense, saying he hates it when he can't see anything. So I love Greg's sense of humor this morning. Thank you so much.
In the summer, it's the worst, right? If you have longer hair,
right?
You know, and don't even get me started. If a bug flies into your hair, whatever. Oh, you know,
I had that happen this morning. I had Aspen outside, and all of a sudden there was a bug that landed right in square middle of my glasses lens, and I was. was like, seriously? There was nowhere else that you could be right
you
now?
You decided here. That's
exactly. It wasn't one of the venomous spiders with 4-inch legs that they're contending with in New York. I asked Corey yesterday because he's deathly scared of spiders. I said, do you want to make a trip to the East Coast? He's like, no, thank you. I'll pass. Now, when it lands on my glasses, though, and I can't see, it might as well be a venomous 4-inch leg spider because it's just
you can't
that
see anything.
It's like right there, right in my eye line of vision. It's ridiculous. At any rate, I didn't have to deal with that. So I guess I count myself
got
lucky
that going
this morning.
For you.
Exactly. Now, what more can you ask for on a Friday Eve? Now, we do have to take a look at our calendar days here quickly. There's a few on the list that are, pretty good that we could definitely get into today to take us into the weekend. So today is obviously D-Day, the 80th anniversary of that invasion during World War II. And if you've been following the news the last couple of days, they took a lot of World War II vets over to France as part of that anniversary and that commemoration. And there's been all sorts of speeches given today over in France. I know that the First Lady of France, Emmanuel Macron's wife, met with several of the veterans yesterday. It was just a really cool moment in time just to see them and see them all congregate. And the fact that these are men who gave up their life and, they're still able to make this trip. It's pretty darn cool to see them in that moment and see what this moment means to them if you're watching any of the news coverage of this commemorative moment over in France right now. It's a really cool thing to see. And thank you, by the way, to all the veterans. I mean, on this D-Day, we salute all of you for what you do for this country. It's absolutely awesome. It's also drive-in movie day today, Finn.
Yes!
Who doesn't love a good drive-in, right? I know. Oh. Everybody loves a good drive-in movie. So if you get the opportunity, check out a drive-in. We have a few across the area. So we're pretty lucky in this part of the world to have a
they're
couple
a dying breed
theaters.
And
they
it's
are.
so sad. I mean, it's just one of those things that you hate to see go away, and they're so cool, and they're so
right.
I mean, the community really gets involved. I mean, it's just it's a whole experience if you go to a drive-in. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
I'm sure your husband is probably not happy with the sound when he goes to a drive-in.
Well, now that it comes through the speakers on the radio, it's a little better than the ones that you used to
right,
clip
the
to
old
the window.
School ones.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So he can deal with that a little better. You know, there's treble, there's bass and all that kind of stuff. So he can make things happen. Got a text in here this morning as we were talking about my kid and his hair. Somebody says, pick and choose your battles. Hair is not a big deal. Wait until they bring home a quote unquote pet, which happens to be maybe a tarantula, a snake or a scorpion. You keep that at your house.
Well, and you and I are similar in that as parents, we just said, okay, it's your hair.
Exactly.
Your head. You do whatever you want to do. But still, sometimes when you look at them and you see the hair in their eyes or it's falling into their plate or whatever, you just...
I just think the reaction of other people seeing my Max's hair is hilarious because he always wore really, really short. And now it is not really, really short. And so people who haven't seen him for 6 months to a year who are now starting to see him, especially around this area, who've known him since we got here 7 years ago and he was only 13 years old. And they see him now and they're like, oh, holy hair. I think it's the best thing ever because he does look drastically different than he did. Today is also National Eyewear Day. Speaking of things landing on my glasses when I'm outside walking the dog, there you go. It's also National Gardening as Exercise Day. Yeah, depending on what you're doing in those gardens, you can definitely get yourself a workout. Same person who told me to pick the battles over here in the text line is telling me that their kid brought home all three pets, quote unquote, along with two Siberian huskies. So that is a house full of, that's like a menagerie of animals.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So good luck to you with that one. Hopefully your kids got short hair in the process and people aren't stunned when they see him or her. It is also National Higher Education Day as we talk about a lot of our kids graduating and moving on in life. I love that. And it doesn't mean just for our graduates either. If there's something that you've really wanted to go learn or do, in fact, I'm looking at picking up a couple classes this summer on things that I would like to be better at. So Higher education is for anybody at any time. You don't have to be young in order to make
that happen.
Can never
stop learning, right?
No, absolutely. It's also National Moonshine Day today. Well, there we go. We can get behind that. It's also known as White Lightning, Hooch, Mountain Dew, Rot Gut, Firewater, Skull Pop, and Tennessee White Whiskey. And of course, we know that it's a high-proof distilled spirit that's illegally made in its truest form. During Prohibition, a lot of moonshine.
One of my guilty pleasures. Did you ever watch that Moonshiners show?
No, I didn't.
Was it called Moonshiners? I can't remember what the name of the show.
I've seen it advertised. No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I never watched it,
rich.
Though.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So some moonshine people. I mean, you know, there's people who take it far enough to actually make their own. So you could make that happen as well. National Yo-Yo Day is also today. Gotta love that. I was never good with the old yo-yo. I could yo, but then I couldn't yo-yo. Like, it went down, right. And then it was hard to get back up. So,
by the way, I think that was Indy Angie that texted in about the stupid pets and the huskies.
A lot of pets, a lot of huskies. I wish you luck with all of that. It is also, let's see. Oh, we got a couple good food ones on the list as well. This one's oddly specific. Sounds delicious, though. National Applesauce Cake is today. Now, I've actually made applesauce cakes. It's kind of a more of an old-fashioned recipe, but they are pretty darn delicious. And then if you need something even sweeter and a little sugar involved, National Churro Day is also today. So you can't really go wrong with the churro. They are pretty darn delicious. So a lot of things that we can celebrate as we make our way through this Friday Eve and get closer and closer to the weekend. Should we take a look at this forecast now, Finn? Because it's going to be a little on and off here today. Now, right now, very, very nice. We've got perfectly blue skies, but I'm hearing that we might get some clouds later this afternoon. That's pretty much been the story for the last few days, right? Anytime we have a sunshiny day, then the clouds eventually roll in and we end up getting a few sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing today. It's going to be a little windy as well. 67 is all for a high. Clear tonight down to 53. Then tomorrow looks like a gorgeous day. Lots of sunshine with a high near 71. Right now it is 64. The morning show here on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Hey, I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now. But when they asked me to tell you about their special customer event, Us Days, I said, hey, I get nervous. Maybe we can record it somewhere relaxing, like a hot tub. So that's where I am. Anyway, Us Days. Exclusive offers just for Us customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $300 off any tablet. Which I'll be needing because I just dropped mine.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Exclusive offers just for you, just to say thanks. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $300 off any tablet. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
deals.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.